the Refreshment Club, a transcribed feature presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Everyone who listens to this program belongs to the Refreshment Club. There are really two qualifications for membership. Listen regularly to Don McNeil and his crowd of entertainers and make your home Refreshment Club headquarters for you and your family by keeping bottles of Coca-Cola in your refrigerator ice cold and ready to make any pause the pause that refreshes. Oh, here we go. The Refreshment Club will come to order. We begin with the roll call. Clark Dennis.
Hello.
Helen Jane Belke.
Yes, sir.
Walter Blaufuss.
Here.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here.
And Don McNeil himself.
Hello.
The meeting is yours, Don.
Now let's all go through our little daily ritual together. All right. Get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottle. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourself. Ah, good old ice-cold Coca-Cola. Walter Blaufuss and the Refreshment here is lead off with It Happened in Chicago. Pardon me, I was just looking at the mail here. By George, one of the refreshment clubbers in Allentown, Pennsylvania, is a great stamp collector and wondered if some of our refreshment clubbers here. Are any boys stamp collectors?
Yeah,
we have quite a few of them. Al Eisenmenger, our engineer, is another one. Always clipping stamps off every letter that comes in here. I don't know. I guess sooner or later, someone in the family always starts collecting stamps and becomes a philatelist. Better philatelist than never, I always say. Clark, how about you? You been reading your mail letter lately?
Yeah, I sure have, Don.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Boy, Clark certainly gets the love letters, though. Boy, because right now there's a girl who works in an animal store. Sweet on him. Does she know the pet name? Always a woman in the case. It was ever thus, I guess. The Lord planted a garden in Eden, and wasn't long before Adam noticed a chicken on the premises. Can't keep him up. Well, Clark, seriously, speaking of some of your mail, you showed me some of those letters, and I know that a lot of the refreshment clubbers do like you to sing a very serious and old song now and then, don't they?
Yeah, I've had a lot of requests for them, Don.
What's one of those?
Well, one is the one I'm going to do right now called Song of Songs.
All right, fine.
Recall that night in June when first we met. Do you remember, love, the words we spoke? Have you forgotten all the tender vows we made in the silent, magical moonbeam's light? Gone are the golden dreams with summer roses, and all our tenderest vows were made but to be broken. Song of songs, song of memory, and broken melody of love and life, nevermore for me. And that melody fills the heart with the joy once it knew. Oh, night of bliss, night of June and love, beneath the stars amid the roses. Oh, dream of delight that faded at dawn. Oh, song of song, oh, night of bliss, when you were my whole world of love. When my whole world of love, of love.
That was swell, Clark, swell. All right, now we're going to have one of those violin solos by George Kaiser, as we promised you yesterday. George is the Brookfield Flash, you know, and he lives out there. He's sort of a hillbilly at heart, but he really plays these violin solos as they should be played. He's one of these guys that kind of takes it very easy and calm around here. Kind of a guy who always grabs a stool when a piano is to be moved, you know. But we love him just the same, and he plays torrid violin solo like nobody. In fact, they say that George's fiddle takes so long to cool off after one of his torrid solos that during the zero weather he uses it for a heater in his car. I don't know whether that's true or not. Satan's Holiday is the number. No, over at that mic, George. That's it. Don't, this is for the radio audience, you know. Don't play it in front of me. Get thee behind me, Satan's Holiday. Wheezing through Satan's Holiday on the violin. And now here's Helen Jane Belke, our refreshment club honey. Helen Jane, what are you going to sing?
I'm in the mood for love.
Well, don't hang your head there. Get those flowers on your neck all wilted. Are you really in the mood for love?
Well, it's named the song.
Oh. Well, I mean, your boyfriend Johnny, you haven't said any more about him.
That's all over.
It's all over.
Yeah. I'm through with that sort of stuff.
Are you? Well, then you really are in the mood for love, I guess. Want to be very careful, Helen, in your choice when you finally make up your mind, you know. I know a lady who was married to a fella, and he was absolutely worthless. She couldn't see through him until after their baby was born. Then, of course, he became a parent. So you want to be very careful, Helen Jane. Do you mind if I introduce your song with a little poem?
Why, I wish you would, then.
Jim McGrath of Washington, D.C. sent it in to me. I met her first beneath the trees, the scent of spring flowers on the breeze. Mere words nor paint can e'er express such a fair picture, my lovely Beth. Soft hazel eyes she turned toward me, nothing so shy again could be, mine to admire and to desire. But can I win her? No, she's a cow. Huh? I'm in the mood for love. Mood.
I'm in the mood for love, simply because you're near me. Funny, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood for love. Heaven is in your eyes, bright as the stars we're under. Oh, is it any wonder I'm in the mood for love? Think of weather, this little dream might fade. We put our hearts together, now we are one. I'm not afraid if there's a cloud above, if it should rain.
Swing songs got so popular, especially the organ grinder swing, I decided to try and write a song like that. I tried to write one, something like it, called Swing It, Mr. Organ Grinder. And really, I did. I got recognition from the publishers on it, too. They all recognized where I'd taken it from. And we have the organ grinder swing this morning, about to be done by Eddie Ballantyne and the swing group, who have not a name as yet. I don't know just what to call them. We don't know. Their theme could be in the good old Ballantyne, I guess, or something like it. We could call them the Swing It Outers. Have you any idea, Clark?
Well, if I was going to name them, I'd call them the Cats of the Refreshment Club.
All right, boys, go right ahead. Whatever name it is, it'll still sound just as sweet, I hope. I don't care what you call it. It's still a high-class swing. Say, Swincopators, Swincopators. Has there been such a name?
That is a good name, Doc.
Huh? Is that all right? Swincopators?
As far as I'm concerned.
I don't know. Maybe that's being used. Maybe some of the listeners could think of a better name, Walter. But Swinkapeters, that'll do until the real thing comes along, I guess. All right, Les Griffith, that is our recording secretary today. You know, Les, I haven't mentioned the weather, and I'm going to turn that over to you.
No matter what the temperature is outside this January day, it's summertime indoors. You're comfortable and warm inside your cozy home as you go about your household tasks. You feel the same urge to pause now and then in the midst of your duties as you do in July. And you get thirsty in winter just as you do in summer. Truly, thirst and the need for refreshment know no season. And you can satisfy both quickly and delightfully with a bottle of Coca-Cola from your own refrigerator. A refreshing pause with a cold and frosty bottle of Coca-Cola gives you a chance to catch up. It really helps to get things done, sending you back to work refreshed for a fresh start. Try it and see for yourself what I mean. Let your family enjoy the pause that refreshes with ice-cold Coca-Cola and the friends who come to your house. They'll welcome it and say you're a good housekeeper and a good hostess. Coca-Cola is available in a handy family-sized carton that contains 6 bottles. Make a note now to get one or several today. All right, Don, the floor is yours.
All right, Griff. On the floor stands Mr. Clark Dennis, our refreshment club Romeo, about to do a little song here, as I laughingly call it. Clark, I see you're dressed up for the part, too, today. Funny, you know, singers in the old days when they used to sing always got dressed up when they were going to sing a song, you know, all spruced up, you know, Clark?
Is that so?
Yeah. Nowadays, it's different. Well, when Clark sings a song, he takes off his coat and unbuttons his tie, and, huh?
Unbuttons his tie?
Oh, have you got one of those real ones on today?
Oh, yeah. You.
And, he's got, duo art suspenders on there in 2 colors today. And,
is that what they call them?
I don't know. And he also has, trousers on of gray, light tan shoes, and, he's wearing his customary face. He's very, very, quite the, yes, he really is today. Times change, don't they? Gosh, in King Arthur's day, the boys look forward to being knighted. Now they just think of being dated. A lot of things change. And, the songs are different too. Now, and right in the middle of a chorus of one of the popular songs, the singer's liable to change the key on you or something like that. I wouldn't be surprised if that had happened in this special arrangement that Clark has now. Are you going to try it, Clark?
Well, I'll try it.
Okay. Watch for the change of key. Until today.
All my life I've watched and waited for my true love to come along. I guess my meeting you was fated. You took the blue note out of my song. Until today, I never knew until today how really beautiful this blue world could be until you smiled at me. Until today, I never thrilled until today. My heart had never known this feeling divine until your lips met mine, your lips divine. The robin never sang as sweetly. The flowers never bloomed so fair. You seem to change my life completely the moment you whispered you care. Until today, I never lived until today. I never dreamed that love could play such a part until today, sweetheart.
Nice going, Clark. Nice going. Really changed the key and everything and sound as well. All right, now presenting that far-flung philosopher, that intrepid intellectual, that answer to a maiden's prayer, that man who has traveled from country to country, gathering that vast wisdom with which he answers questions of the heart and home, Elmer!
Ah!
Are you ready for today's questions, Elmer?
We juggle a vein as doing flip-flops in anticipation.
Okay. Here's a letter from from Miss C.R.C. of Buffalo.
That's where the nickels come from, ain't it?
No, it isn't. Besides, it isn't a buffalo on a nickel, Elmer. It's a bison.
Don't be ridiculous. A bison is something you wash your hands in.
Oh, no. Well, here's the letter.
Quote.
Says, I've just returned from Italy.
That's a fine country. When I was there, I got a big boot out of it.
Big, yeah. What do you mean? When were you there?
10 years. BHS.
BHS?
Yeah, before Haile Selassie.
Oh, yeah. Did you like Venice, Elmer?
No, when I got there, the place was flooded.
To continue, she says, I've been keeping company with a man, and I think I would win him if I prepare some of those Italian dishes like spaghetti.
Sure. Spaghetti's fine once you get the hang of it.
Yeah. She says that the other day, it was very embarrassing. I cooked Italian chicken, and when he ate it, he discovered a hook and eye in it.
Why didn't you tell him it was a part of the dressing?
Well, wait a minute. Here's her question, Elmer. She says, in fixing round steak, scallopini, what I want to know is what to do with a steak. No, wait a minute. In fixing round steak, scallopini, what I want to know is what to do when the steak is like leather and the knife is dull.
Strop the knife on a steak, unquote.
Thank you, Albert. Thank you very much. Oh, my. All right, now Walter Blaufuss and all the boys have a song, quite a new one. It was written by a weak-willed fellow after his girl insisted on putting powder on his face when she did on hers. I just made up with that old gal of mine. Memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories with my old Kentucky home. Our chief steward, Walter Blaufuss, with the organ, the strings, and chimes. The second part of the memory time we started yesterday. Then we took up the cause of mothers in the home. Today's message is for fathers only. Much has been written about mother love. A mother would gladly starve so that her child could eat. A mother would go through anything to save her child's sorrow. Well and good. But where does father come in? Many of the young fathers these hard days seem to be tired-eyed and grim about the mouth from the cruel strain of wringing out a living for their wives and children. It's more than they bargained for, a greater load than their once carefree young shoulders can bear. But they do their best with the burden and do it uncomplainingly. First, because the warm tide of love flows through their veins and makes them strong. And later, because of worry and weariness, they sometimes carry the burden only from habit. But there's no need for that warm glow of family love to die out if the father will make the effort to give a little more of his time and himself to his children. Now, to many children, a father is just a sort of uninteresting machine to grind out dollars for them to spend. They have no idea that he may be heart-hungry for their love. How sad it is that so many men work themselves to death to give their children the good things in life, never realizing that the best thing they could possibly give their children in this life is the gift of themselves, their time and loving interest in their children. The children grow up missing this companionship sorely, and the fathers starve for their children's love. Fathers, before it's too late, make this effort to give of your time and yourself. Let your children see your affection and interest in them, and watch them open up to you like flower buds in the sun. All right, Helen Jane. Helen Jane Belke, you know, is going to sing a song called Blame It on My Youth, and really, she is very young and very spirited. In fact, these days, I think, Helen Jane, you could find you on the skating rink more often than any place else, couldn't you?
That's right, Don.
You like to skate, don't you?
Oh, I just love it.
So do I. See these rinks under my eye?
Oh.
All right, Blame It on My Youth, please, Walter.
I expected love when first we kissed. Blame it on my youth. If only just for you I did exist. Blame it on my youth. Why I believed in everything like a child of three. You were more than anything, all the world to me. If you were on my mind both night and day, blame it on my youth. If I forgot to eat or sleep or pray, blame it on my youth. And if I cry a little bit when first I learned the truth, don't blame it on my heart, blame it on my youth.
Well, the Refreshment Club must adjourn for today. Be with us again at tomorrow's meeting to hear Helen Jane Belke, Clark Dennis, the Refreshment Club Orchestra under the direction of Walter Blaufuss, our guests, the cadets, and yours truly, Don McNeil, saying so long until tomorrow at the same time. Meanwhile, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.